Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Country music fans had a big night this week. The Country Music Association held its yearly awards ceremony in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll tell you how that event went a little later in the show. But first, news from the U.S. toy industry. Did you even know that there was a Toy Hall of Fame in the United States? Well, on Thursday, it announced this year's list of new members. The toys honored included the Rubik's Cube. There was a time in America when almost every kid you saw in public had a brightly colored cube in his or her hands. The Rubik's Cube was a puzzle toy. Hungarian professor of architecture Erno Rubik invented the toy in 1974. It was hugely popular in the 1980s. More than 100 million Rubik's Cubes sold in the United States. Another 350 million sold worldwide. The Country Music Association held its yearly awards Wednesday night in Nashville, Tennessee. Country music stars were out in full force for the event. But the night included rock and pop stars, too. The biggest winner at the event was musician Miranda Lambert. She won 4 awards, including Single of the Year. Lambert's song Automatic was the honored single.
Quarter in a payphone, drying laundry on the line, watching sun tea in the window, pocket watch, but telling time. Seems like only yesterday I'd get a blank cassette, record the country countdown, cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress, shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, 3 on a tree. Hey, whatever happened to waiting your turn, doing it all by hand? Cause when everything is handed to you, it's only worth as much as the time you put in. It all
Miranda Lambert also performed a definitively non-country song with the currently very popular singer Meghan Trainor. The two shared the stage for Trainor's song All About That Bass. The song praises women who have a little extra weight on their bodies.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2. But I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me.
Like a little more booty to hold a knife.
Artists Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley were hosts of the awards show again this year. The two stars made fun of everything from Tuesday's elections in the U.S. to actress Renee Zellweger's recent cosmetic surgery. The operation greatly changed the movie star's face. Carrie Underwood said, "We refuse to joke about Renee Zellweger." Paisley agreed and added, "She could be here." Underwood answered with, "I mean, how would we know?
If you save yourself from marriage, you're a bore. If you don't save yourself from marriage, you're a horrible person. If you won't have a drink, then you're a prude. But they'll call you a drunk as soon as you down the first one. If you can't lose."
One surprise at the Country Music Association Awards was Kacey Musgraves' win for Song of the Year. Follow Your Arrow includes references to marijuana use and homosexuality. These are not common themes in mainstream country music.
So, bass lots of noise, kiss lots of boys, or kiss lots of girls, if that's something you're into. When a straight and narrow gets a little too straight,
Swift's recent break with the country world was also noted at the show. Hosts Underwood and Paisley said the industry was suffering from PPTSD, or postpartum Taylor Swift disorder. Swift was in the news this week for another musical departure. The music star removed her music from the streaming service Spotify. She told YahooMusic.com that the music industry is changing quickly. She said, "Everything new, including Spotify, seems like a major experiment." The artist said she was not going to provide her life's work for an experiment.
"I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music.
Taylor Swift broke another record this week. She became the first artist to have three albums sell 1 million copies in the first week of release. Her most recent, 1989, sold more than 1.2 million. It was released October 27th. That is Luke Bryan. He won the CMA's biggest award Wednesday night. Country music legend Garth Brooks presented Bryan with the Entertainer of the Year Award. It was hard to be sure what the young singer was happier about, winning the award or meeting Garth Brooks. "Hey, Garth," Bryan said, "can I hug you again?"
"All we do right. It's make love. And we both know now. just didn't work.
Words in this story. Stage, noun, a raised platform in a theater, auditorium, etc., where the performers stand. Host, noun, a person who talks to guests on a television or radio show. Cosmetic surgery, noun, medical operations that change or improve the appearance of a physical feature. Reference, verb, to mention something or someone in speech or in writing, to refer to someone or something. Mainstream, noun, the thoughts, beliefs, and choices that are accepted by the largest number of people. Departure, noun, the act of leaving. Legend, noun, a famous or important person who is known for doing something extremely well. I'm Katie Weaver. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com or write to us at Learning English, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., USA. The zip code is 20237. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com for more of our materials. We have audio and video programs. We also have quizzes and other activities to help you test your American English skills. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.